Yeah, between your fingers, the four reins. And the outside ones are the curb bit. And the middle ones are your snaffle. And you ride on the snaffle, and you only use the curb if the horse is trying to run away or to control the horse directly.
That's interesting. All right, here is a picture of a Western saddle. And see what you can tell me about that.
Well, here you have the stirrup, of course. The seat up here. This is the cantle. This is the pommel. That's the horn. This would hold a flank cinch if you had one on there. The other cinch probably behind this. The main cinch, and this would be the flank cinch. And these are just the strings that you tie things on with.
What about the part leading down to the stirrup? This part, what is that called?
Well, I know it, but I can't think of it
at
this point.
That's okay. That's okay. That was great.
Fender.
Okay. I think I've heard that before. What would you use to rope horses?
Use a rope, a lariat.
Okay. If you need to move rocks or dirt around in your backyard, you would use a
wheelbarrow.
What do you call a bag made out of a coarse material?
Well, some people call them croaker sacks. Some call them I keep saying feed bag.
Well, croaker sack is good. A boat with oars is called what?
Rowboat.
Okay. A lion tamer uses a...
Well, he usually has a whip and a chair and a...
How about a horse rider?
He may have a quirt or wear spurs.
What's something you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
Steel, of course, is all used for the big knives, but I think you're talking about a little, I keep thinking of emery board, but it's not emery.
Something like a, something that fits in the palm of your hand. Well, what about an axe? What would you use to sharpen an axe?
Probably on a wheel.
Okay. Have you ever seen a frame that's used to saw logs on? You know what that's called?